Manny Pacheco, and let's have a raucous time on Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to purchase and read, sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. We're letting our hair down as we celebrate the career of bandleader Spike Jones. His love of the classics, Dixieland jazz and swing, was put on display in the movies and on the small screen over a three-decade career. His brand of satire influenced the likes of Stan Freberg and legendary radio personality Dr. Demento. Ballads and classical works receiving the Jones treatment were punctuated with gunshots, whistles, cowbells, and outlandish vocals. Lindley Jones got his nickname because he was so thin that he was compared to a railroad spike. In the 1930s, he joined the Victor Young Orchestra and got many offers to appear on radio shows, including Al Jolson's Lifeboy program, Burns and Allen, and Bing Crosby's Kraft Music Hall. He was the percussionist for the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, which played on Crosby's first recording of White Christmas. His City Slickers developed from the Feather Merchants, a band led by vocalist clarinetist Del Porter. In 1942, a strike by the American Federation of Musicians prevented Jones from making commercial records for over 2 years. He could, however, create recordings for radio broadcasts. This blessing in disguise allowed him to take an irreverent whack at standards, which became an instant sensation. His first efforts were Der Führer's Face and Cocktails for Two. The latter originally debuted as a traditional piece in Murder at the Vanities in 1934. Forgotten Hollywood raises its glass to make a toast.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. Fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Dear, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer, Roma.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Manny Pacheco here for a second week as we are touring the back lot. I'm here with my producer, Steve Guzman, and today at the conductor's podium is the bodacious Spike Jones. The vocals of Carl Grayson only added to the dichotomy provided in the interpretation of his work. The composer of Cocktails for Two, Sam Coslaw, hated the arrangement, but earned plenty of royalties despite this fact. Laura was a great example of the genius behind the Spike Jones touch. He secured two working orchestras to create perfection. A favorite actor and friend was Peter Lorre. In honor of the banjo-eyed star, Jones offered a subtle tribute to the music of Casablanca and a flat-out imitation by vocal master Paul Frees on My Old Flame. Frees would later use this recording experience when creating characters for the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times. Relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. My love song's never out of date. Heart's full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die.
Funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Of her name, I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye.
I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. It was me.
Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name.
Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack.
No, it couldn't have been Mo.
I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane.
She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my own...
I'm proud to say that Peter Lorre actually has a chapter in one of my books, Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you should hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break,
crunch,
the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall.
So
if I broke,
crunch,
your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Is tonight. I wonder how my baby is tonight. I wonder where she's gone and how she's getting on. I wonder why my baby doesn't write. If she came back, I wonder what I'd do.
I wonder, did she find somebody new? She didn't treat me fair, and no, I shouldn't care. I wonder where my baby is tonight. Does my baby do the Charleston, Charleston? I wonder who is teaching her the Charleston, Charleston? While I sit and sigh, the time goes dragging by. I'd like to kill a guy who wrote the Charleston, Charleston. She left me 'cause I couldn't do the Charleston, Charleston. She'd still be there if I could do the Charleston, Charleston. I'm taking lessons now, I'll win her back somehow. I wonder where my baby is tonight.
Manny Pacheco here on Forgotten Hollywood. That was Spike Jonze taking a crack at the venerable ink spots and popular music of the 1920s. In fact, nothing was safe when it came to the City Slickers. Early parodies poked fun at Adolf Hitler, the Kentucky Derby, and Santa Claus. Spike got his own radio show on NBC, the Chase and Sanborn program, as Edgar Bergen's summer replacement in 1945. Francis Langford was co-host, and Groucho Marx was among the guests. The guest list for Jonze's 1947 through 1949 CBS program for Coca-Cola included Frankie Lane, Mel Torme, Peter Lorre, Don Ameche, Burl Ives, Frank Sinatra, and Lassie. Lassie on the radio. Now there's a thought. Influenced by Fogel genius Mel Blanc, we have more shenanigans from the manic Spike Jonze on Forgotten Hollywood.
It's a magic little password. It'll help you if you're shy. Say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. If you're in a conversation and you need a quick reply, say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. Although the sound reminds you of a couple of lovey-dove birds, it's perfect when it finds you with your lips too busy for words. So be sure to keep it handy if the moon gets in your eye. Sing, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. Traffic cop should pinch you and you end up in the jail. sing. He will go your bail if a burglar ever robs you and he grabs off all your jack. Say, he will give it back. Those words may sound peculiar when people don't know what they mean, but those words work like magic when you play a pinball machine. When you're flying in an airplane and the motor starts to thump, say, just before you jump.
She makes my heart quiver, a pearl diver's daughter, and she's nuts about the water. Waterloo.
A drip, drip, drip.
Waterloo, she swims all the channels. Waterloo, she swims in red flannels. She dives like an otter, takes the water like a blotter. Waterloo.
Drip, drip, drip.
Well, I paddle up to see her every Sunday morning in my old canoe. And when I paddle home again on Sunday evening, I know I've met my Waterloo. Oh, Waterloo, she lives with the fishes. Waterloo, her kiss is delicious. I love her with passion, but she's always busy splashing. Waterloo.
Rip, rip, rip.
Well, I paddle up to see her every Sunday morning in my old canoe. And when I paddle home again on Sunday evening, I know I've met my Waterloo. Oh, Waterloo, she drinks only water. Waterloo, that other stuff got her. Her knees started sagging, now she's on the water wagon. Waterloo.
Trip, trip, trip.
This is Manny Pacheco sharing the absolute energy of Spike Jonze. As his band's fame grew, Hollywood producers hired the Slickers as a specialty act for feature films including Thank Your Lucky Stars, Meet the People, Breakfast in Hollywood, and Variety Girl. Jonze was set to team with Abbott and Costello for a 1954 Universal Pictures comedy, but when Lou Costello withdrew for medical reasons, Universal replaced the comedy team with lookalikes Hugh O'Brien, who we recently interviewed, and Buddy Hackett, and promoted Jonze to the leading role. The finished film, Fireman Save My Child, is a juvenile comedy that turned out to be Spike Jonze's only top-billed theatrical movie. Forgotten Hollywood visits the closed movie set. When we return, Spike Jones turns to television. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Cue the clatter.
In the hills of Tennessee, set beneath the hickory tree, there's an ornery rifle shooting mountaineer. Oh, he loves a mountain view, and he also loves good food. And when he goes home to supper, you will hear, oh, pass the biscuits to Randy. I'm just as hungry as sin. Pass the biscuits to Randy. Give me some sop to sop him in. Since 9 o'clock, I've been sitting on a rock, a-shooting everyone in sight. I shot the coys and a dozen barking boys, shooting gives a man an appetite.
Oh, pass the biscuits, Mirandy. Pass them and tell me goodbye. They're so heavy, Mirandy. I feel like I'm a-gonna die.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm enjoying the afternoon with Spike Jones as our audio guide on Forgotten Hollywood. The bridge in the last piece, originally made famous by the Raymond Scott Orchestra, was used to introduce the Master Cylinder and the Professor on episodes of Felix the Cat. Spike saw the potential of television. The band starred in a variety show, such as the Colgate Comedy Hour and the All-Star Review, before giving his own time slot on NBC. The Spike Jonze Show, which aired early in 1954, and Club Oasis in the summer of 1958. He also appeared as a frequent guest of Tennessee Ernie Ford on his program. Visual elements were on full display, as we hear on Forgotten Hollywood. Jones was not a fan of rock and roll. That said, the arranger and conductor remained relevant until his death in 1965 due to emphysema. He was just 53. But his legacy remains intact for us lovers of his brand of, well, slapstick. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.